Animal Radio. 3 days before Christmas. Most of us have done our Christmas shopping. What about you, Joey? Have you done yours yet?
Most of it. I still have a few things to get, but most of it, yeah.
Alan, how about you?
Well, Hal, now that you got the emotional, sad Christmas music on and the tears are coming out of my eyes.
It's eggnog music. It's relaxing.
I've taught my kids to buy me things and that they don't need presents. You know what, Hal? We should do some countdowns on the show. We should do the top 10 most annoying dog barks of 2012. maybe the top 12 dog stories. I mean, I got lots of ideas. I wish you'd use me more, Hal, my genius brain that I sit on. I wish you'd pry into it, as it were.
I'm frightened, actually. Not sure I want to pry into it. You know who's in studio with us? Is Lynn and Roy Rodin. And they're, of course, we've been talking to them the last few weeks about their bike ride across the country, going from Washington to Florida, all to raise awareness for Parkinson's disease. And, of course, Roy has Parkinson's disease. He had brain surgery. He's actually right here. I don't really have to tell. Hey, Roy, welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Now, what's the deal? You had brain surgery?
I did. It's called DBS, stands for Deep Brain Stimulation. And, yeah, it's almost an outpatient kind of thing. They actually do the surgery while you're awake because you have to follow commands.
Oh, and when you were done, you just decided to head on a bike ride.
My wife caught me at a weak moment. I just had brain surgery. I think I was still on anesthesia, and she held me to it. So, yeah.
And all to raise awareness for Parkinson's disease and also...
Absolutely. Well, not just to raise awareness and funds, but it's also to talk to people who have Parkinson's, talk about their options.
Oh.
Whether it be DBS with a Medtronic device like I have, which is like a pacemaker for your brain, or just their different options with drugs and exercise, and it's not the end of the world.
You know, it looks like you're not suffering from Parkinson's disease. I mean, it looks
like... What does it look like I'm suffering from?
It does it... Well, maybe a sore butt from...
Notice how they're both standing.
Yes. How many miles have you driven so far?
So far, I'm not exactly sure. It's going to be about 1,300 miles.
Wow. And, of course, you have the dogs with you, Samantha and Oliver, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're big dogs.
Yeah, they're, well, considerably large. I mean, looking at a Chihuahua, yeah, they'd be considered large.
They usually ride on the back of your bike, or there's a little...
Yeah, we converted like a child carriage that you would pull behind a bicycle into a dog carriage. We kind of mechanized the bottom, pulled the bottom out, put in wood, and where the wood is, we also cushioned it on top.
So, do they like the ride? Do they mind?
The Oliver loves it.
Come on over to the microphone, Lynn.
Oliver loves it. He, as long as he's lying down, he's happy, and if that means going down the road in traffic, he's fine. Samantha is definitely more interested in running around and seeing what's going on.
Roy is shaking his head no to this here. What was that, Joey?
Oh, any big hills that you've come up to where you looked at and said, oh my God, we got to go up this? Yeah.
Any? More like 100, 2,000, all of them.
There's lots.
Yeah, there
you guys are going the southern route, though, so you're going to avoid the Rockies and a bunch of mountain ranges, which is a good idea, right?
Well, the Black Hills. Absolutely. Well, we've gone down and up a lot of hills already. I'm hoping we're about free of them right now. Don't forget we came from Seattle.
Oh, yes.
And it seems that everywhere we've gone, we brought the weather with us. We've seen hurricane winds. We've seen... And that's another thing. What is with the wind up on this coast? I mean, everything is going
windy.
From south to north right now. It's in our face.
That's right.
But everything is warm. It is nice.
Right now is beautiful. Yeah. Right now is gorgeous. Today is gorgeous.
And it's not raining.
Yeah. Do you regret at all what you're doing, the bike ride? Were you
not
like 1,000 miles in and said,
oh, no. Never. Never, ever. I mean, it seems to me that... we've met wonderful people. We've had great experiences. And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Now, what about you, Lynn? Do you feel the same way that Roy does on this?
Oh, I'm excited. I get very frustrated on those days where I can't ride, whether it's because of the rain or because we have to take care of something in the trailer, or I'm enjoying the ride completely.
Now, that's Samantha and Oliver we hear in the background there.
Samantha, specifically, yes.
Oh, she's kind of a noisy one, huh?
She wants to know what's going on all the time.
Oh, very well, most dogs do. What are you going to be doing on Christmas? Just a few days away, are you going to be biking, or are you going to take a little stop?
I imagine we're going to take a little stop, just take a breather. But
we have friends in LA, so they don't know it yet, but we're hoping to hit them up for Christmas.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys has dropped by for this.
Today is Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Thank you very much. Well, we're going to let you get back to the dogs and back to the road. We appreciate it. Please stay in touch. Let us know where you are in each city.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Roy.
Well, before you go, Roy, on the chafing scale, how are you doing? On a scale of 1 to 10, how's
the
chafing?
Do you know what? You know how thick the leather on a catcher's mitt is? Let's just leave it at that.
There's a visual for you.
There you go. Know, all I'm going to say is he definitely loves his wife, because I know I would be about 100 miles into this and you would be reading about this in a paper, but it wouldn't be me driving cross country. It would be a murder investigation.
Well, if you had the view that I have when she's up front.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Oh, boy. You're a lucky man.
Is there something you wanted to say, Liz?
Yes, I did just want to thank two of our sponsors specifically because they are animal friendly. One is Life's Abundance, who donated all of the dog food for our trip, as well as OnlyForPetLovers.com, who sponsored us personally to help us.
What do they do over at OnlyForPetLovers.com?
They are the only online website that helps with all animals, not just dogs and cats. So
good people helping you along with your bike ride. We will check in with you next week. We'll be back to the phones next.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, this is Paul Reiser, and you're listening to Animal Radio. And every minute you're here, you're not harming someone else. I don't know what that means. If it's usable, use it. Otherwise, cut it and get out.